The standard kind of picture is if you have these particles or atoms or molecules created in this entangled state where quantum mechanics predicts they're going to be correlated, it is in fact the case that if you measure one first, whoever does, according to the standard textbook formulation of quantum mechanics, is going to collapse the wave function. And as a result, what happens in Alice's lab will immediately affect what's happening in Bob's lab. However, what the theory of the universal wave function says, or Everetti in quantum mechanics, the many worlds interpretation, is that systems never collapse. They always just evolve smoothly and linearly according to the Schrödinger equation. And so what happens instead when Alice measures her particle isn't that the wave function collapses onto one term here. Rather, both terms remain. But when Alice measures her particle, what happens is she becomes entangled with a system. And what happens to her is now she too comes to be in the superposition. So the particle, Alice's particle, was originally in a superposition of being up and down. Now as she becomes entangled with that system and she measures it, she too becomes entangled between a part of her that sees up here and a part of her that sees down. And so there are two, you could say, parts of the quantum state. There are two particles, one which hits the detector screen up. That's corresponding to this branch of the wave function. There's another part that hits the detector screen down. That corresponds to that. And the measurement doesn't collapse, doesn't remove either part. They're still there. And now, because her lab's entangled with this system, there are two labs. One in which you get up, one in which you get down. There are two Alices, one that sees up and one that sees down. Well, what we had originally asked was, how does Bob's particle know what to do? It originally, before Alice did her measurement, it could have gone up or down. But when Alice saw up, it had to go down. How did it know it had to go down? And the answer is now, it doesn't have to know it has to go down. It'll definitely go down and up. It does both. So there's no reason that Alice, what happens here, would have to immediately affect Bob for Bob's particle to know what to do. Just like Alice's particle is going to go up and it's going to go down, Bob's too is going to go up and it's going to go down. Both parts of the wave function are always there. They always remain. I mean, that's part of what it means to say the evolution is linear. You don't lose one of these terms as you do in the kind of standard textbook formulation of quantum mechanics, or at least that this is the many worlds interpretation.